In the book of Acts, chapter 13 and verse 2, said that in Antioch, while they were praying and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And then in verse 9 we read, "Then Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him." And then in verse 13 of chapter 13 is the first time where we read of Saul being called Paul, and from then on out, he was always known as Paul. Saul is a name fit for a king, which is the name that his parents gave him at his birth, possibly after Israel's first king, Saul. Saul means asked for, while Paul signifies small, a little one, which has led some writers to suggest a connection with his small stature. So let's look at Saul, the persecutor of the church. Paul is first mentioned in the New Testament as a young man about 30 years old, at whose feet the witnesses laid their garments at the stoning of Stephen, and who consented to his death. It is more than likely that Paul was one of those alluded to from the synagogues of the Libertines and the Cyrenians, and them of Cilicia, his birthplace, who disputed with Stephen's, and who joined in the decision to kill him as a blasphemer. After that, he became the chief agent in the fierce persecution of the fast-growing church, having come to the front in Jerusalem as a tireless member of the party of the Ecclesiastes authority. This arch persecutor of the saints showed no mercy as he hunted them down out of their homes. The factors responsible for the Pharisees' anger against the early Christians, as well as among the Orthodox Jews, was that a new religious sect had appeared, the Nazarenes, who followed Jesus of Nazareth, whom the Nazarenes affirmed to be the Messiah that was predicted in the Old Testament. They believed themselves to be the new and true Israel of God, the people of the new covenant, bring into fulfillment all that God had proposed for his people and inheriting all the promises given in Hebrew history to the people of the old covenant. These audacious claims on the part of a few unlearned Galileans, particularly those of a crucified, risen Savior, was contrary to the Jewish training and studies that Paul had received. With other Pharisees, Paul looked for the promised Messiah, but not for one who would die as a felon on a cross amongst other thieves. God's anointed one would come in all his glory as the king, was Paul's expectation. Therefore, this new teachings of the Nazarenes threatened the essential features of Judaism as the Pharisees understood them, and must therefore be exterminated. Out goes Paul to destroy this blasphemous heresy, root and branch. Such a determination became the passion of his life. Blinded by the prejudice, he surmised that it was the will of God that he should oppose with all means at his disposal and pursue to death all who followed this way and laid waste the church. Intensely hostile to the Christian faith and especially opposed to the revolutionary doctrine, Paul was thorough as he sought to sweep away such heresy and silence the preaching of the apostles. With the spirit of a savage on the warpath, he was at white hot in bitter resentment as the saints baffled his plan of conquest by carrying into exile their faith in Jesus Christ as the Messiah from heaven, hearing that Damascus had become a Christian asylum for the Nazarene fugitives, Paul sought authority from the high priest to pursue the retreating enemy into the Syrian capital. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.